Artificial intelligence and robotics is an ever-growing field, and Roden Arrows is expanding its product line. But before we get into that, Jeff, let's start with some background on this company. How did they end up in Loveland?
Brian, CEO Kim Wheeler and Chief Technology Officer Robin Knight founded the company in 2002 after they escaped the corporate world. They now operate in a nice old brick building in downtown Loveland next to a bar and a tattoo parlor.
Well, sounds like there might be a joke in there somewhere, but I will refrain for the sake of the audience.
Probably a good idea.
Well, I mentioned that they are expanding their product line. What exactly does that include? Well,
the company's product line centers on robots used in research and education. In fact, Roden Arrows has sold its robots to MIT, Berkeley, and the U.S. Air Force Academy. However, this year, the company has developed a robotic vehicle and robotic arm that have real practical uses. The vehicle can haul as much as 300 pounds and can operate alone or by using an Xbox controller.
That's probably not what comes to mind when people think about artificial intelligence.
I suppose many people think it should appear anthropomorphic, but instead it looks like a small tank with knobby tires. Knight, the CTO, says it's designed to make trips in rugged terrain safe for use by oil and gas companies to monitor wells on Alaska's remote North Slope. The steel robot vehicle is equipped with infrared cameras, so among other things, it could detect gas leaks from wells.
Well, what else could it do?
It could be programmed with a computer to perform various tasks, so a variety of industries and government agencies, including police and fire departments, could use it. It could, for example, work on a police department's bomb squad to investigate potential explosives. If something went wrong, they might lose a robot, but at least they wouldn't lose a life.
What about cost?
Comparatively inexpensive. Roden Arrows hopes to develop it for $50,000, which sounds like a lot, but it's really a fraction of what robots normally cost.
And then there's also the robotic arm.
Right.
A lot of companies produce similar products, Jeff. So what makes this one special?
Well, Roden Arrows envisions that the arm could be used in a variety of industries, including everything from brewing to baking. Cost is again a factor. Many lower-end robotic arms can't do meaningful work, and high-end products typically cost more than $100,000, where Roden Arrows plans to sell its arm for approximately $5,000. The company is working on an application that would allow people to give commands to the robotic arm. It would function like Google Talk Android application.
Well, certainly interesting stuff, but is there a market for all of this?
There is. The company has grown an average of 20% annually over the last decade, and CEO Kim Wheeler told us that she expects more than 20% growth this year too, Brian.
Okay. Jeff, thank you.
Good talking to you.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.